wrong PowerPoint just about last time. Okay.
Here you go, PowerPoint is good.
It's okay. Good afternoon, everyone. So good to see you. May God's peace be with you. Our church is called True Light.
那我们的教会我们叫做真光教会。
I believe the purpose is that we would be witnesses for God, we will be used by God in a big way.
我想说，既然我们叫做真光教会，所以呢，我们希望说我们教会可以为神做见证，也可以被神使用。Today
we're going to look at a person in the Bible who was used by God in a big way.
那今天我们会看一下圣经里面的一个人物，那这个人物其实是被神大大的使用的这样一个人物。But
before she was used by God, God wants to transform her.
但是呢，就是说，在他可以被神使用之前呢，神呢希望呢改变他。And
so, I believe that before God wants to use us, He wants to change us as well.
所以呢，我相信呢，对我们每个人都一样。当神在想使用我们之前，神也会说希望改变我们每一个人。
I entitled today's message "Transformed by God."
所以我把今天的信息呢，就叫做是被神改变。
And let's read from John chapter 4, verses 4 to 14.
所以我们一起读了约翰福音的四章，四到十四节。 OK，所以大家手上有单张的话呢，就是经文呢就在单张里面啊。 OK， 那如果手上有单张，可以跟我一起读中文哈。约翰福音四章四节到十四节，必须经过撒玛利亚，于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井，耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午正，有一个撒玛利的妇人来打水。 耶稣对他说：“请你给我水喝。”那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。”耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩典和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他。” 他也必早给了你活水。妇人说：“先生没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？”耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。” 我所赐的水要在他里头成为源泉，直涌到永生。
May God bless the reading of His word.
求主呢，保守我们。
If we lived in the first century in the biblical time, right off the bat, we would know immediately that something strange was going on with this story.
那如果我们呢是生活在当时圣经的那个时代呢？ 那大概是一世纪，我们马上就知道说，这个妇人身上有一点不寻常的地方。
She was isolated from people. She wanted to be alone.
她呢，其实当时她是与世隔绝的，她呢想独处。
How do we know that?
那我们怎么知道呢？
Because in verse 6, it says that it was about noon.
因为呢，在第六节说了当时这个打水时间是。 正午的时候,
it was around noon that she went to the well to draw water.
所以呢, 他去井里面去打水。
Now back in the ancient East, the weather was so hot, the temperature would be so high during the day that no one in their right mind would go to the well to draw water at 12 o'clock at noon.
所以在这个古代的这个东方呢，天气也是非常炎热的，所以呢，白天的气温会非常非常高。所以呢，如果一个人是头脑正常的话呢，他绝对不会在选择中午的时候去井那里打水的。
Unless you purposely want to avoid people，
除非有一个人他想刻意的去回避别人。
Unless you have something to hide in your life and you did not want to be around other people，
除非呢，就是说你的生命里面、生活里面有些什么东西，你想隐瞒别人，你不想和别人啊、共处在一起。
Have you ever gone to a place where you know everybody would be there？
那你有没有去过地方，就你知道那个地方呢，认识所有人都会在那里的
？Like Asian Family Market？
比如说亚洲的这个超市。
Right， you hardly go there without running into people you know。
那一般你去那个地方的时候，一般你会碰到你认识的人。
It's impossible to avoid people you know there。
所以你去那里的时候，你是不可能说去回避一些你认识的人的。
And that's why this woman, she purposely went to the well at high noon when it was so hot, when she knew that no one would go there。
所以就为什么说这位妇人她选择了正午的时候，最热的时候，她去那个井打水，因为她知道说她认识人那时候都不可能会在那里出现。
Yes, but it's not just when。She went to the well. It's what well she went to.
而且不仅仅是她选择了什么时间去井那里，而且呢，还是说她选了去哪一口井。
Historians tell us that this well, Jacob's well, by going to that well, she had to bypass many other perfectly productive wells.
所以呢，历史学家也告诉我们说，这位妇人为了去那口井，就是那个雅各那个井嘛。他必须会绕过其他很多很多很高产的井。
She did not go to just a well that was close to her, that was convenient for her.
那他不去那个就是说离得很近的很方便的一口井。
She went to a well that was far, far away, where she knew that she would not run into anyone she knew.
他去了一口呢离他很远很远的井，因为他知道在那里他不会碰到任何他认识的人。
In other words, she did not just go to Asian Family Market here in Bellevue.
所以呢，就是说，意思就是说，他根本他没有说不去那个在标尾这家这个亚洲的超市。
She went to H Mart up in Linwood.
他去了 Linwood 那家 H Mart 那么远。
Where I live, huh? So, because she didn't want anyone to know that she was there.
他根本就不想任何人知道说他当时就在那时候去打水。
Separation. She was living in separation.
这就是分离。她当时这个妇人当时是活在一个分离的生活里面。
Separation in the Bible is the result of sin.
那分离在这个圣经里面其实是罪恶的结果。
Remember in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, originally they had perfect communion with God.
那大家记得说在伊甸园里面一开始的时候亚当和夏娃与神他是有完美的相交的，他们与神非常亲近。
But then all of a sudden, they began to hide from God. They wanted to be separated from God.
那突然间他们就开始躲避上帝了，他们想与神的分离。
Because they had sinned against God.
因为那时候他们犯了罪，他们得罪了神。
You know, this woman, she represents you and I apart from God.
所以呢，大家可以看看呢，这位妇人其实是代表了我们，代表我们与神的隔离。
Romans 3:23 tells us all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
罗马书的三章二十三节告诉我们，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But the good news is that God loves us. He does not give up on us. He longs to restore us back to Him.
但是好消息是说神爱我们，他没有放弃我们，他希望呢渴望我们回到他身边。
So today let's look at how God does that in our lives.
所以今天我们就看见了神呢在我们的生命里面他怎么样做这个事情。
The first point I want to talk about is this. We see from this woman's life how God loves us by pursuing us.
所以呢今天我们看了在这个妇人的生命里面，我们看得到第一点就是神呢，他是借着追赶我们来爱我们。
How do we know that?
那我们怎么知道呢？
Jesus went out of his way to find this woman.
因为呢，耶稣他是特意的去跑到那里去追赶这个女这个妇人的。
Jesus was a Jew, and Jewish people did not associate themselves with the Samaritans.
因为耶稣他是犹太人，那当时犹太人是不和撒玛利亚人交往的。
The Samaritans, the commentaries tell us that they were the Jews who had intermarried with other pagan nations.
所以呢，这个解经学家告诉我们说，撒玛利亚人呢，其实是与外邦人通婚的犹太人。
And because of that, the Jewish people they discriminated against the Samaritans.
那因为这样子呢，是犹太人呢，非常的。歧视这些撒玛利亚人。
They despised them. They didn't want anything to do with them.
所以他们也藐视这些撒玛利亚人。
So much so that they did not want to go where they lived.
所以他们呢，犹太人根本就不想靠近撒玛利亚人所住的地方。
And if they had to cross where they live, which is Samaria, they would rather go all the way around, even crossing other rivers.To go around to avoid the Samaritan.
所以有时候他们如果要真的是赶路的话，他们如果说本来可以直接的经过撒玛利亚人所住的地方，他们绝对不那样做，他宁愿的就绕很远的路，绕开撒玛利亚人所住的地方。
We all know this. To cross the lake, there's two freeways, 520 and I-90.
所以大家都知道说我们要经过这个雷沃逊城的话，我们有两个选择是吧？要不就520，要不I-90。
Now most people prefer I-90 because 520 is always crowded.
那很多人喜欢呢选择这个走 I-90，因为呢520总是非常的堵车。
And I know that most people here we would prefer I-90 because you don't need to get told, right? You don't need to pay toll.
然后有就是 I-90 是吧？我们不需要付钱，520是需要付钱的。
I took I-90 here this afternoon.
所以今天下午我来这里的时候，我也是走这个 I-90 的。
Not crowded at all, and it's so broad, it's beautiful scenery, and I didn't have to pay any toll.
是啊，所以呢 ，I-90 是吧？路又很宽，又不堵车，而且呢又有风景可以看。
Can you imagine from now on?Everybody stops using I-90.
那大家可以想象说，突然间，大家今天开始就都不用 I-90 了。
Everybody would use 520.
大家都要走这个520。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because the Samaritans live on Mercer Island.
你只是因为说撒玛利亚人住在这个 Mercer Island。
Hope I didn't offend anybody here, right? So the Jews, they hated the Samaritans. They would avoid them at any cost.
所以呢，犹太人他是真的是他们非常恨这些撒玛利亚人，所以呢，他们要回避这撒玛利亚人。
But Jesus, a Jew himself, he went where nobody wanted to go.
但是呢，耶稣作为一个犹太人。他就去了一个犹太人绝对不会去的地方。
Because he wanted to engage this woman, he wanted to minister to this woman.
因为他想去找这个妇人，而且他要服侍这位妇人。
If the Samaritan woman knew that Jesus would be there that afternoon, she would not go there.
那如果这位撒玛利亚妇人，她是早就知道说耶稣会在那口井那里等她的时候，她绝对不会去那口井。
She wasn't looking for Jesus.
因为他根本就没有在寻求耶稣。
But Jesus was looking for her.
但是耶稣那一天是特别的去找他了。
We are not looking for God. God's the one who's looking for us.
所以同样道理，我们其实我们并没有我们自己去寻求神，而是神在追赶我们。
Romans 3:10-11 tells us there is no one righteous, not even one.There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God.
罗马书的3:10-11告诉我们，没有一人，连一个都没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
Here we are here worshiping God. We must understand that none of us found our way here.
那今天我们都坐在一起，我们来崇拜神，但是我们必须要明白。没有我们里面没有一个人是真的是去找到了神。
It's God who took the initiative. He's the one that found us.
是神在我们的生命里面主动的找到了我们。
I have a question for us to think about.
所以今天我有个问题给大家去思考一下。
How is Christianity different from other religions?
那基督教与其他的宗教有什么不一样的地方？
Because all religions are good. All religions, they encourage people to do good.
那所有的宗教都有优点是吧？所有的宗教都鼓励我们去行善。
This is an important question. This is a question that eventually we will all need to explain to others why this religion, Christianity, is so different from others.
那这是一个非常重要的问题，因为有一天，总有一天，我们都要向其他人解释说，为什么基督教和其他宗教有如此不一样的地方。
Today's story tells us what's the difference.
那今天的故事就告诉我们说，这个重要的。不一样的地方是什么？
Christianity starts with God.
基督教信仰其实是从神开始的。
God takes the initiative. God takes the initiative to pursue us, to love us, to find us, to engage in a relationship with us.
所以呢，是神在我们生命主动的追赶我们，爱我们，与我们建立关系。
We are not the ones that are looking for God, that are trying to get to God.
那不是我们去主动的去寻找神或者与神建立关系。
Sometimes when we give our testimony, we want to tell people how we came to know the Lord.
那有时候当我们做见证的时候，我们想告诉别人说我们怎么样认识神的。
We make the mistake of saying things like, "Oh, before I met Jesus, I was rebellious. I was lost." I was far from God.
那有时候我们会真的是有这样一个一小小的错误犯掉，小说会说啊，当我遇见了耶稣之前呢，我是非常叛逆的，我也是迷失的，我也很远离神。
But then one day I found Jesus.
然后有一天我找到了耶稣。
Today our story reminds us, no, we did not find Jesus, but Jesus found us.
那今天这个故事就提醒我们说，我们并没有找到耶稣，是耶稣主动找到了我们。
Without his initiative, we would not be here. We would still be dead in our sins.
没有他的主动来找我们呢，我们是今天是不会坐在一起的，坐在这里的，我们还会死在罪里面。
Romans 5 verse 8 tells us, God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
那罗马书的五章八节告诉我们，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
God's the one who took the initiative to love us by pursuing us.
那神呢？是他主动的来寻找我们，来追赶我们。
According to Jewish tradition, anything that a Samaritan woman touched would be unclean.
那按照犹太人的传统呢，撒玛利亚人所摸过的任何东西都是不洁净的，特别是撒玛利亚的妇人摸过东西就更不洁净。
And right here in this story, it says that Jesus, he did not have a cup. So he asked this Samaritan woman to drink out of her cup.
那在这个故事里面，我们看到耶稣他当时没有杯子，所以呢，他是要从撒玛利亚妇人的杯里面去喝水的，所以他会变得不洁净。
And that's why this woman asked this very interesting question in verse 9. She said, "You are a Jew. I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?"
所以在四章九节里面呢，这个撒玛利亚妇人就这样问耶稣：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”
She said, "Jesus, are you that?" Thirsty? Are you that desperate to the point that you would be willing to become unclean?
他就是有个意思在问耶稣说，你是不是口渴到如此的饥渴，口渴到呢，你根本就很绝望，要冒着这个变成不洁的代价来喝我杯里的水。
But the gospel that we know is this. No, no. He did not have to become unclean.But he became unclean so that we can be clean.
但是呢，这个经文告诉我们呢，其实耶稣他是本来是不需要变成不洁的，但是呢，选择变成不洁，让我们变得洁净。
Here's some verses I want to share with you that talks about this. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God.
所以我们一起来看一下这个经文，哥林多后书五章二十一节，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
2 Corinthians 8:9 says, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might be rich.
哥林多后书的八章九节，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
See, right here we see that Jesus, he did not need to ask the woman for a drink, but he made himself thirsty. He became thirsty so that this woman might have living water.
所以大家看到在这里，耶稣他其实根本不必要向那女人要水喝，但是耶稣却让自己变得口渴了，让向这个女人要水喝，这样子那个女人就可以接收她的这个生命的活水。
By the way, let's think about this. There's another place in the Bible where Jesus became thirsty.
那顺便说一下，圣经还有一个地方提到了说耶稣让他自己变得口渴的。
Where do we remember Jesus was thirsty in the Bible?
大家记得圣经里面还有哪个地方讲到耶稣很口渴？
It was on the cross, right?
对，就在十字架上。
At the cross, you have an innocent Jew who was weary and noon, and he cried out, "I am so thirsty."
所以在十字架上，有一个完全无辜的犹太人，在正午的时候，他很疲倦，他喊道说：“我很口渴。”
See, he died for us. He was broken for us, so that we can.Drink of the living water.
他为了我们而死，他为我们而折断，这样子好使我们可以喝他的活水。
Our God, He loves us so much by pursuing us.
是我们的神，真的是非常的爱着我们，而且他是追赶着我们爱我们。
He allowed His Son to die for us so that we don't have to die, but that we have eternal life.
所以他让他的独生子来为我们的死，这样子我们就可以不死，而且可以获得这个永生。
We are all so blessed.
所以我们真的是非常的蒙福。
And so no matter what we're going through, we all have enough reasons to give praises to God.
所以无论我们真的经历了什么，我们都有足够的理由来赞美我们的神。
No matter what we're going through, we have security, we have peace, because we know that we are loved.By God.
就无论我们在经历什么，我们都有这个平安，因为我们知道说我们是被神所爱的。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at number two. How God satisfies us by quenching our thirst.
所以我们今天看一下我们的这个信息的第二点，看神呢怎么样解我们的渴，使我们满足。
Verse 13, Jesus said something very profound. Jesus said, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again."
那十三节，耶稣讲了一个很深奥的事情。耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再喝。
And that's the reality of life that describes the way we live our life. We get thirsty, we drink.But we get thirsty again, and then we drink, and then we get thirsty again.
所以真的就是这个就很形象的刻画了我们的生命的实际的情况。因为我们渴了，我们就喝水，喝完水之后我们会再渴，我们又再喝水，不断的重复。
No matter how much we have, we are never satisfied.
不管我们拥有多少，我们都永远不会满足。
Right? How many times we said to ourselves?If I can only have that, or if I can only have that happening to me, then I would be happy.
所以呢，可能是我们都对自己说了无数次说，只要我再有这样一样东西，我就完全的满足，我就很快乐了。
And then we're so driven to get it, but then once we get it, we realize it's so empty, and then we pursue other things.
所以我们就完全的被这个事情驱使，然后呢，去得到这个东西。但是一旦我们得到这个东西之后，我们发现这个东西很空洞，很空乏，我们又去追求另外一个东西。
It's Super Bowl Sunday, so I'm going to mention this person, someone who has been there, done that.
那既然今天是这个超级碗的这个礼拜天，所以我会呢提到了一位这个橄榄球员，他真的是到了这个橄榄球的顶峰。
Many of us have heard of this man called Troy Aikman, the quarterback of Dallas Cowboys, a few years ago.
那可能很多人都听过他的名字哦，他的名字叫特洛伊埃克曼，他是达拉斯牛仔队的四分卫。
He was an excellent player. He was the MVP of the Super Bowl, and he was even inducted to the Hall of Fame.
所以呢，他是一个非常出色的这个橄榄球员啊，他也是这个当时的超级碗的这个最有价值的球员，而且呢，也是这个Hall of Fame， 好，可能大家知道了哦，星光大道上面有他的这个名字。
So the story was told that on the night of that first Super Bowl victory, he delayed attending a party with his teammates.
所以呢，在他第一次跟他球队一起赢得了这个超级碗的时候，那天晚上，他并没有马上出去和队友们一起喝酒庆祝。
Instead, he sat by himself in his hotel room.
而是呢，他自己一个人独自在他的这个旅店的房间里面坐了好几个小时。
He kept thinking to himself, so he says, the time, I kept thinking back to the time when I was a teenager, how I thought that all my problems in my life would be solved the moment I turned 16 and was able to get a car.
他说他当时一直在回想说，当我还是一个十几岁的孩子的时候，我一直的认为，只要我满了16岁，而且拥有一台车子的时候，我生命中的所有的问题就会被解决掉了。
But then he said, well, here I was at the top of professional football, and I found myself thinking, so what? What's next?
但是他说，现在我发现自己已经到达了这个职业橄榄球的顶峰的时候，我发现自己在问自己说，这又算什么呢？
At the peak of his career, he said,That's it. So what?
然后呢，真的是在他这个职业生涯这个巅峰的时候，拿到了这个超级碗，他就说，难道就是这样子吗？然后下来又该怎么样呢？
See, what is it in our life that we are pursuing, that we work so hard to chase after, that we think will bring us peace, joy, and satisfaction?
所以大家可能要问一下说，在我们的生命里面，我们真有时候很努力的去追求的一些东西，到底有什么是给我们带来了真正的满足感和平安呢？
Listen to the words of Jesus, verses 13 to 14. Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst.
所以大家再看一下这个13节到14节的经文，耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在它里头成为源泉，只涌到永生。
See, blessed are those who realize that there's nothing in this world that can satisfy them.
那那些如果有人是意识到说这属世上呢没有任何东西可以满足他们的，这些人他们是有福的。
Blessed are those who understand that true satisfaction comes only from Jesus.
而且呢，如果说谁要明白是说真正的满足来自于耶稣的话，那他也是有福的。
This passage today's story tells us something very interesting. It says in verse 28 that the woman leaving her water jar there and went back to town.
那非常有趣的是说，今天的故事在28节经文里面，他说了这个妇人当时是把她的这个水瓶水罐都留在井边，他就回到了这个镇上面。
Wait, I thought she was thirsty, and I thought that's why she was there to get water. But now she even left her water jar.
所以吧，大家以为说，哎，她当时肯定是口渴，是吧？她去，这是为什么她去打水？但是她把她的水瓶、水罐都留在了井边。
Because she met Jesus, and Jesus quenched her thirst.
因为她遇见了耶稣，耶稣解了她的渴。
I believe the Gospel of John, the author here, he was trying to compare contrast between physical and spiritual.
所以呢，我想说，在这个这一章里面，这个作者约翰呢，其实他是在尝试在对比物质还有灵力。
See, here was a woman who looking to fill her needs, who jumped from relationship to relationship. There's an emptiness in her soul, but then she found Jesus, the spiritual, who met her spiritual need.
所以呢，这是这位妇人其实当时真的是在寻找办法去满足她的需求。她从一个关系又跳到另外一段关系啊，但是呢，一直都是很空虚。这时候她碰见了耶稣。
Later on, Jesus' disciples came back and they saw Jesus and they wanted to offer Jesus food.
那后来耶稣的门徒回来了啊，他们想着耶稣一定饿了，就啊给他盛上了这个食物。
They asked, Jesus said, Jesus kind of denied and they said, wait, what's going on? Did somebody bring you food?
那耶稣拒绝了，所以门徒就说，哎，是吗？是难道有别人给你带来了食物了吗？
Listen to how Jesus answered their question.
那大家看一下耶稣怎么样回答他们的问题的。
Jesus said, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. My food is to do the will of my Father.
那耶稣说，我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做他的工。
Jesus was saying to them, my satisfaction comes from God.
耶稣就是说，我的这个满足其实是来自于神。
Do you see the contrast between the physical and the spiritual?
所以大家看到了这个物质还有这个灵命上的区别了。
In Matthew chapter 4, there was a story where Jesus was tempted. He was hungry. He had gone many days without food.
那在马太福音四章里面，耶稣当时是被试探，他的身体很虚弱，很多天没吃食物。
The devil came and tempted.Jesus to turn the rocks, stone into bread.
那撒旦那时候就在引诱耶稣，想让他呢用他的这个神的能力把石头变成食物。
Listen to what Jesus said. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
那大家听一下耶稣当时怎么说的？他说：“人活着不是单靠食物，而是靠神口里所出的一切话。”
See.Physical versus spiritual.
所以呢，物质的需要还有灵命上的需要。
Jesus was saying, "We are more than physical beings. We are spiritual beings."
耶稣告诉我们说，我们不仅仅是这个肉体上的存在，而且呢，我们在属灵上我们也是存在的。
And today, this passage reminds us that only God can satisfy our hunger.
那今天这个故事，这个经文告诉我们，只有神才能满足我们的饥渴。
Let's look at the third lesson from today's story. Let's see how God uses us by changing us.
那就我们看一下我们的今天信息的第三点，看神怎么样通过改变我们来使用我们。
Today's story tells us that the woman, she went back to town and she told many people what happened. And because of that, many people came to know Jesus.
那今天这个故事告诉我们，这位撒玛利亚妇人她回到了镇上，然后呢讲出了她和耶稣的这个碰见耶稣的事情，因为她的见证，很多人信了耶稣。
But notice how this woman went back into town.
那大家有没有注意到，这个妇人她回到了镇上。
She was somebody that did not want to associate with any of the town's people. She wanted to isolate herself from these people.
那大家还记得一开始，这个妇人还是不愿意跟镇上的任何人有任何的关系，她想把自己跟这些人给隔离开来。
These were the people that had hurt her. These were the people that were rude to her.
那因为这镇上的人可能是真的是伤害过她，或者对她非常的无礼。
But now this woman was changed because of that. She went back to them. She sought after them.
那现在因为这个妇人被改变了，所以呢，她主动的去追赶这些人。
See the difference was now she has living water, the living water of God.Flowing out of her.
那这个区别就是说，这个妇人现在她有活水了，而且活水在她身上可以外流了。
And because of that, because the change that has taken place in her life, many other people, their lives were changed as well.
那因为他的生命被改变了，因为他的生命改变，很多其他人的生命也随着一起被改变。
Today, I believe God wants to remind us that He wants to change people's lives through our changed life.
那所以呢，今天神是想提醒我们说，他想透过我们被改变的生命，去改变更多人的生命。
This woman, she was thirsty, but now she drew water from the well, the source of living water.
那这个妇人一开始她是非常的口渴的，那现在她可以从这个神的那里可以得到了这个活水。
Jesus transformed her.
所以真的，耶稣改变了她。
And because of that, many other people, their lives were changed as well.
那因为这样子，很多其他人的生命也都被改变了。
I often think to myself, how do other people, how do they recognize that we are followers of Jesus Christ?
那我常常想呢，说其他人怎么样可以看出来或区分出来我们是耶稣的信徒？
Is it by the Christian fish, that fish symbol at the back of our cars?
那是否是透着说我们车后面那个基督教的这个鱼的这个标志吗？
Is it by the Bibles that we carry to church sometimes?
那还是说，因为我们带着那本圣经，有时候去教会带着圣经。
Is it by the cross necklaces that we wear sometimes?
有时候我们带着一个这个十字架的这个项链。
Or is it by the living water of Jesus Christ that is flowing out of us?
还是说是靠着这真的是耶稣基督给我们的活水，在我们。外流的这个活水。
See, that should be our hope and prayer that other people they can taste the living water of God from in our lives.
所以这真的是应该是我们的成为我们的这个祷告，希望其他人可以通过我们去真的品尝到，还看见耶稣基督的活水。
So today, as we end today's message, I have a question for us to wrestle with.
所以呢，我们差不多结束我们今天的信息的时候呢，我给大家提一个问题。
If Jesus Christ is the living water, if He is our satisfaction, then why do we still feel so unsatisfied at times?
如果耶稣基督是活水，如果他是我们的满足的话，那么为什么在我们生命中，我们经常还是有时候感到非常的不满足？
Jeremiah 2:13 gives us the answer.
那耶米书的这个二章十三节给了我们答案。
It says, My people have committed two sins against me. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water.
二章十三节，因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的源泉。为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能盛水的池子。
Could it be that's what we've been doing as well, trying to fill ourselves up with things other than Jesus, things that are broken, things that do not hold water?
那我们是不是一直都在做这样的事情，就是尝试的用耶稣以外的东西来填满我们自己？那些都是一些破碎的东西，这些都是不能盛水的东西。
In 2018, it's just 2 years ago, Harvard Business School did a very interesting study.
那在2018年，就是两年前呢，这个哈佛的商学院呢，做了一个非常有趣的这个研究。
They surveyed 4,000 millionaires in the United States, asking them this question.
他们呢，去采访了美国四千多位百万富翁，问他们这个问题。
How much money?Would it take to make them happy?
这个问题就是说，你需要多少钱，你才会变得快乐？
Very interesting survey.
那一个非常有趣的这样一个调研。
Each millionaire was presented with various options.
那每一个百万富翁呢，他们都有一些不同的这个答案的选择。
The first choice is multiple choice, right? First choice is as is, meaning whatever they have was enough to make them happy.
是一个多选的答案哦。所以第一个选择就是说，就是我现在有的就足够了。
Second, choice, two times more than what I have.
然后呢，第二个选择就是说，我要再多两倍的钱。
Third choice, five times more than what I have.
第三个选择就是说，我要再多五倍的钱。
Fourth choice, ten times more than what I have.
第四个选择就是说，我要十倍更多的钱。
Now, obviously, people answer different categories, but guess which category has the most response?
那当然了，不同的百万富翁会选择不一样的答案，大家猜一下，但是哪一个答案是最选的最多的
？Anybody want to take a guess?
大家猜一下。
Ten times more than what I have.
十倍。大部分的人都选了说我要更多十倍的钱。
And guess which has the least response?
大家再猜一下哪一个答案是被选的最少的。
Number one, as this.
第一个选择就是说我现在有的就足够了。
You know, maybe you filled out the survey, huh?
大家知道是不是大家当时参加了这个调研。
Isn't it shocking that these millionaires,Many of them, multi-millionaires, they asked. Many of them said, "Can I have 10 times more than what I have?"
大家有没有觉得真的非常的震惊，对吧？这里每一个人，他们每个人都是百万富翁，更加有些更是更多有更多的钱，但是他们都选择了说我要十倍更多的钱。
And the interesting finding is that these people, even though they're millionaires.Some of them have 1 million, some of them have 10 million, some of them have 100 million. All of them, they were equally unhappy.
而且呢，还有一个非常有趣的这个发现，就是说，这些百万富翁，他们有些是百万富翁，有些千万富翁，有些更是亿万富翁。但是有一点，他们非常相像，是说他们都不快乐。
And from there, they concluded that.No matter how much you have, no matter how rich you are, they were all hoping for the same thing, that they need to have more so that they can be happy.
所以呢，这个调研的结果就是说，无论他们有多少钱，无论他们是有多少钱，他们都希望说要做到一样东西，就是他们想有更多的钱，这样他们才会快乐。
But you and I, we know.That only Jesus can satisfy us.
但是我和你都知道，只有耶稣才能真正使我们满足。
Sometimes we think, "Oh no, I am not materialistic. All I want is a good family. I want my loved ones. They are most important to me."
那有时候我们会说，其实我不是一个对物质要求很高的一个人。有时候我只希望说，有一个我的家庭，我最爱的人，他们很好。
Listen to what Jonathan Edwards, a famous evangelist, said about true happiness.
那大家可以听一下呢，乔纳森·爱德华兹，这个是非常著名的一个传道人，他所说的这个真正的快乐。
He said, "The enjoyment of God is the only happiness with which our souls can be satisfied."
他说。享受神是唯一使我们的灵魂能得到满足的快乐。
Fathers, mothers, husbands, wives, children, or the company of earthly friends are but shadows, but enjoyment of God is the substance.
父亲、母亲、丈夫、妻子、孩子或者属世朋友的陪伴都只是影子，但是享受神却是实在的。
These are but scattered beams, but God is the sun.
这些只是散落的光束，但是神是太阳。
These are but streams, but God is the fountain.
这些不过是溪流，但神是源泉。
These are but drops, but God is the ocean.
这些只是水滴，但神是海洋。
May God help us that instead of pursuing earthly things, placing all these things as our most important things.
那愿神呢帮助我们，让我们真的是不要追求这属世的事物，不要说把我们的希望和梦想都寄托在这些属世的事物上。
Let's focus our attention, focus our priority on our Heavenly Father.
我们定睛在真的是我们的这个天上的父神上。
Because when we do that, God will fill us with His living water.
因为呢，在神里面，神会真的是把我们的生命充满了活水。
And when we do that, living water will well up out of us into eternity.
然后呢，当我们真的是得到了神的活水的时候，这活水就让我们得到了这个永生。
And I believe when that happens, God will use us as His powerful instruments to impact many, many other people in our lifetime.
当我们真的是接受了神的活水的时候，神就会把我们当做这个器皿，通过我们去影响更多的人。
When we are so filled with God's peace and God's love.He will use us to pass on His love and His peace to our loved ones.
当我们真的是有真正有神所赐的平安和爱的时候，他会用我们把这些平安的爱真的是传递给更多的人。
When we place our hope in Jesus and Jesus alone, perhaps other people they will also look to Jesus and Jesus alone.
然后当我们把我们的盼望都完全的放在耶稣身上的时候，其他人希望也会真的是。我们去把他们的盼望也放在耶稣身上。
May God help us to indeed be true light for Him, for His kingdom.
求主真的是使用我们，让我们成为真正的这个真光，来传他的福音。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to us today.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你今天真的是对我们说你的话语。
We ask for your forgiveness because many, many times we have replaced you with something else.
神啊，我们求你真的是宽恕我们，因为很多时候我们真的是把其他的东西来真的是替代了你。
And we seek peace, we seek happiness, not from you.But from other things.
有时候我们真的是，我们不在你身上去寻求了平安快乐，而是从其他的事物上寻求平安的快乐。
Lord, thank you because every time we gather together like this, it's as if you are giving us second chances.
那天父，我们感谢你，因为我们每一次一起聚集的时候，真的是就是你再次给我们一个第二次的机会。
And so today, as we focus on you and especially partake the Holy Communion,
那真的今天当我们定睛在你身上的时候，而且在我们享用这个圣餐的时候
，May you remind us that it's because of what you've done on the cross for our sins we have hope for eternity.
真的求你真的是再次提醒我们，正是因为你在十字架上为我们所做的真的是可以赦了我们的罪。
Because of what you've done on the cross for our sins, we can have true joy and we can experience true peace.
就是因为你在十字架上为我们的罪所做的，我们可以得到真正的这个平安和喜乐。
Indeed, it's our prayer that we would become true light for you to spread your love and your peace in this very uncertain time.
所以在这个真的是这种当下的光景，求你真的使用我们，让我们成为你的真光，可以为你做见证。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.